We are in Resh Chaf Gimel. We're up to Sif Beis, continuing with the Dinim of Shechianu. And the Mechaber begins with a rather tragic case, Meis Aviv. When a person's father passes away, Mevarech Dayin HaEmes. You make the bracha of the true judge. Hayelo Mamon Shiyarsha. If you have money that you get a Yerusha on, for this case, Se'im Ein Lo Achiv, if there's no other brother that's going to be sharing, taking part of this Yerusha, Mevarech Gam Kein Shechianu. So in addition to making the bracha Baruch Dayin HaEmes, you're also going to make a Shechianu on the, so to speak, fortune of getting this money. V'im yesh lo achim, he's going to have brothers who are going to split it. B'malkam shechiyan mevarach hatov ha-metiv. So instead of making the bracha again, he's still going to make Dayan ha-emes, we'll also make tov ha-metiv because that is going to be shared by others as well. That's the mechaber. And the Ramah adds, she'ein mevarachin hatov ha-metiv ele im kein yesho shutofus ba'osa toiva. The rule is, if there's more than one person who's sharing it, like a shutuf, a partner over here, then the bracha changes, as we've learned before, from Shechian Tov Tov Metiv. That is the Mechaber and the Ramos. Now we begin with Mishnah Berurah, Sifkatan Ches. Meis Aviv, a person's father dies. Hu Adin Sh'ar Adam Kosher. Sh'adam Mitztayer Lav. Not only is it for a person's biological father, but for any other upstanding individual who passed away, and a person feels pain over that. Hu bichlal shmuos rogs. This is also considered to be within the category of hearing bad tidings. Mi, however, ha'olim nohagin levarich below shem malchus. And this is what we know. Unfortunately, we hear that somebody passed away. We say baruch dayan ha'emes. We don't say it with shem malchus. Ein enochon. Not correct. Al kol ponim al talmid chacham shemes on a Torah scholar. Talmid chacham shitzorich bevadai lehis oinin lehis marmer al ze to mourn for and make oneself bitter as a result of this. V'chein al kroivav shechay lehis abelav, and so too for the Zion krovim, that a person, there's seven relatives, that a person is required to mourn for, avelis, which are a father, a mother, a brother, a sister, a son, a daughter, and a spouse. Vade yaskir habracha b'shem ha-malchus. One certainly should say, the bracha does say the bracha b'shem ha-malchus on one of the Zion krovim, rachman l'tzlan. Sivkat and tes. Gam kein shechianu. So in addition to the, it's two extremes over here. In addition to the dayan ha-emes, the person also makes a shechianu. Hainu mitechila dayan ha-emes. So which comes first is the dayan ha-emes. Kenal be'os vav mentioned. Va'acher kach k'shechianu al hanechosim shenish aru lo miito. And then, according from the Rambam, he makes shechianu on that which is remaining. Va'af the Yoser Hayim Misratze Shlo Yomus Avi Velo Yishor. Really, if you had your choice, obviously, no one would want the parent to pass away. So keep the parent alive, and I won't get the Yerusha. Mikol Mokr. Nevertheless, Yoch Levarach Shechianu. Nevertheless, one still could make the Shechianu. The Ein Bracha Zu Tuluya Besimcha. This isn't the question of how happy you are. Obvious person is heartbroken when a parent passes away. El Bedavish Shemagiyelo Toelis Mimenu. Really, you're making Shechianu something that you're going to benefit from. The Afapish Nis Arev Imo Tzar VaAnoch. Even though there's such pain and groaning and suffering, he's quoting you from the Shuvas of the Rashba that it's not a stira per se, because it's not a din in simcha. You know, people think that you don't make a shechianu during the Sfira Sa'omer. It's not true. It's not a shechianu is not a din in simcha per se. Okay, continuing now with Yud. B'malkam shechianu, that we switch out the bracha, as we learned that if there's more than one person who's going to be benefiting from it, then the bracha changes into tova meitiv. Yosifkat and Yud writes Limmings as follows: Sheshuv lo yivarech shechianu kevin sheyesh bazeh toiv gam leachiv, because there's a Yerusha and brothers are also getting good, so to speak, a toelus out of this. The yuchel yivarech mirkas toiv meitiv. Therefore, the bracha changes. Amr lo shemesa ishto vehinicha mamon. If they tell a person that their wife passed away and she left him an inheritance, mivarech dayan haemes al misaso v'shechianu al Yerushaso. So in that case, he's going to make a Dayan ha-emes and a shechianu on the Rusha. Sif Gimel. Bona bayis chadosh o kona kelim chadosh. A person builds a new house or acquires a very expensive kelim, a nice computer or a car or something like that. Vafila haylo ki yoytzeba eile techila, even if he already had something like this similar, o kona v'chosav kona, or he got it and back, got it again. Mevarech al kol pam shechianu. He still makes shechianu on getting these items. V'lav daka chadoshim. They don't have to be brand new. Dehu adin yishenim. Even if they were old, but new to him. Im heim chadoshim lo. If they're new to him, shelo hayu elu shelo ma'olim. He never had this before. Lo amr chadashim el afuke im mecharon v'chazer uknam. When we talk about new, that's in the sense of where a person sold them and then got them back. We'll explain more as we see what the Mishnah Berurahs are clarifying in this case. So there isn't a Rama on this. We'll go straight now to the Mishnah Berurahs. Yud Aleph. Bon, a person builds. Hu hadin im kon habayis, right? It doesn't matter whether you built the house, you happen to be in construction, or whether you purchased the house. Same thing, you got it. This is when you're building the house for yourself, or whether you are buying the house for yourself. If you have a partner in this, in the purchasing of the home or whatever it is, according from the Gemara, that every partner would make their own hatov metiv. Kahal shibono okona beis hakinesis, a community that either builds or acquires itself a shul, yamud shatz, the tzibur v'yivarech b'kol ram, hatov metiv lahoitzies kulam. He will make the bracha on behalf of everyone. Sivkatin yud beis, bayis chodosh. Hu hadin, the same halacha is, im nisraf v'chozo uvnot. The house was unfortunately burned down. They say that strafe is it's a segula for a shiris. The house burned down, now he rebuilds it again. Avaim sasoro v'chazer bono. What if he just destroyed the house, right? He demolished it, and then he rebuilds it. So yesh deos b'chon mazeh, right? So there's a machlokas whether he would make the brach in this case, and therefore, usveiko lahakil. Just like we've seen so many times throughout these simonim, when you have a suffix, you don't make the bracha. Vim hosif bo ezeh shura b'gova. If you add a new floor, a new wing or something like that, chuli ame yesh levarich. This is brought down in the modern day poskim as well, that a person would make an extension to their home, then one could does in fact make the bracha. Yud Gimel, Kelim Chadashim. New, it means utensils, but it means, you know, items that are choshev. Bain Malbushim, whether it's clothing, a Bain Kli Tashmish, whether it's something that tool you're going to use, like we said, a computer, a phone, Ushtia, V'achilik Yotze Bezeh, eating foods, drink like that. Im Heim Devarim Shalev Ha'odam Sameach V'hem, if the things that make the person very happy. An oni beroy lo, v'asher beroy lo. So obviously there's a sliding scale here. If a person who's poor and they get a inexpensive item that brings them a personally a lot of simcha, they would make a shechion, whereas that same item for a gvir might not necessarily bring them so much simcha. Ayin b'sivvav, let's explain more. Achein im hu asher god, the person is a very wealthy person, shafi lekelim yukarim v'chashuvim, ein nechshavim lo, v'ein sameich behem lo yivarech. You buy this rich guy, I don't know, a Rolex watch, a Lexus car, you buy him something expensive, okay, big deal. So then, no, you don't make a bracha on it. It's a very subjective bracha. Yes, form, buying a sefer. Would you like to point out from the Rosh in Menachos? The Rosh learns that anytime you buy a Sefer Bisman Hazeh, that's a key of the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah. It's a good thing to remind yourselves before you buy Sfarim at Eichler's or your favorite local bookstore. So if you buy a Sefer, Yesh Deus Ben Achronim, that's a machlokas ready. Im Yivarech Aleihem Mishum Mitzvahs Lav Dehenos Nitnu, because we know that mitzvahs are not given for our own pleasure. And if we do get pleasure out of the mitzvah, that's a secondary thing, but that's not the hanah. We do them, as Rashi points out in the Gemara, we do them because the Melech commands us to do these things. So from the fact that now I'm getting a very big geschmack out of this sefer, I'm getting a lot of hanah out of it, that's wonderful, but I wouldn't necessarily make a shechianu on it, because mitzvah's lav lehenos nitnu. There is the famous comment of the Avnei Nezer in his Hakdama that writes Torah Lishma is when a person gets enjoyment out of it. But nevertheless, we don't say the mitzvahs are given for our own pleasure. The Chai Adam Mitzade, continuing now, he says, De'im ha'yemahader acher zeh sefer v'samach b'kini also demavorech. If you, it's a very hard sefer to find on some rare manuscript or something like out of print sefer, whatever it is, like you really wanted, because yeah, shahari brachazu niskana al hasimcha v'lo ha'tashmish. The fact that you're b'simcha now, wow, I found this, you know, out of print ritva or something like that. And that gives a person joy. Okay, you could make a bracha. We would not protest if someone would in fact have such a tremendous simcha from buying a sefer, a set of svarim, whatever it is, they could make shechianu. Continuing now, Yud Dalid, Hayelo, Mirushas Avosov, inheritance from his ancestors, Mikol Malkom, Klize Chodosh Lola, Inyin Knia. Even though he had already, this is new for him, he was koneid. The Kosovod writes more, Dafilu Kona, the Chosovakona. It's not going to be a new thing over here requiring it. He already had these. It is new for him, and therefore he could, in fact, make the bracha on it. Tesvav shechianu v'yizahir levarach take. If you should make really the make a bracha right away, kodem sheyizragya v'yistalik hasimcha v'menu. And unfortunately, that's just the nature of human reality. We become accustomed to things, and that simcha we had when originally acquiring the item, it rubs off a little bit. Unfortunately, we have to remind ourselves of all the brachos we have in our lives, literally and figuratively. But to make the bracha, one should do so right away. Tezayin lafuke im mochem, to exclude the case if he sold it. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu, and even im heim chadoshim shelo nishtamish behem adayim, even they're brand new, they haven't been used, mikol mochem kevin shekavar dosh bohen, he's already technically like literally threshed with it, but it means, you know, he's accustomed himself to it, lace behen simcha, he's not so happy about it. So therefore, in that case, if he sold it and got it back, he would not make the shechianu. Okay, sif dalad. B'shas ha-kinyin, at the time when you purchase and you acquire the item, yesh le-levarech, that's when you make the bracha, af al-pi shadayin lo nishtamish bohen, even though you haven't yet used it. For example, you bought this new phone, you haven't used it, but you bought the phone, that's when you make the shechianu. She'ein ha-bracha ela al-yidei simchas ha-lev. The bracha is not, as we saw, is not going on necessarily the use of it. It's the happiness that you have from this. The simchas ha-lev you have, shehu sameach b'kinyan yonason. You're happy that you got it. Sheyil b'shem, when you wear it, let's say it's clothing or something like that, in that case, mevarach, you make the bracha of malbish arumim. We'll see if that means you make a separate one or you have that in mind when you make the bracha in the morning. So that is the mechaba, there isn't a ramah. Mishnah Berurah is now, Yud Zayin. You make the bracha b'shas hakinya, the time you actually acquired halachli the object. V'davka im kona beged. We're talking about an article of clothing, shiroi lilav sho takeif, that you could wear it fits you perfectly right now. You tried it on in the store, you bought it, you make the bracha. But we're going to see what happens if it's a suit, and the suit needs to be tailored, let in a little bit, taken out a little bit, adjusted, cuffed, whatever it is, you can't wear it as it is. Aval, im kona shum dover, you bought something, she'ena roi lilav sho, you can't wear it, oli shtamish bo kemo shehu, you can't yet use it, as something has to be done to it in order to be usable, or to wear it. Rak shetzorech litein the uman l'sakin, you have to give it to a professional, right, a tailor, who can do the alterations for you. So in this case, says the Mishnah Berurah, lo yivarech shechianu, don't make the bracha then, ad shah sheyilbash habeged, until the time you actually are wearing the clothing, or sheyishtamish mehakli, until now that it's activated, or whatever it is, when you can use the actual kelim. Yurches, you make a bracha also malbi sharumim, haini koidem shechianu. This bracha should come before the shechianu. Achin, therefore, im loy veshabegid shacharis, if you're wearing it in the morning time, you get dressed and you put on your brand new suit or something like that, yochel latseis bebirkas malbi sharumim. You can maybe yotze this bracha of malbi sharumim when you say in the bracha, the birkas shachar, shemavarach bebirkas shachar, quoting here from the Achronim. Okay, that concludes today's shir.